Yes, hallelujah. We'll understand it better by and by. Sometimes we wonder.
Yes, God.
We will understand it better by and by. Come to you this afternoon, giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. I'm recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Reverend Riley, my lovely wife, and the part of my church family that is here. It's an honor, privilege, and as always, it's an awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant is in need of a word. Speak, Lord, for some of your people are going through something. Some have physical ailments in their bodies, and others have mental issues going through their minds. But Lord, you know. You know all about us. And you know where we stand, and you know what we think, and you know what we want, Lord. So we ask for you to come right now, Lord, and just touch right now with a finger of mercy and grace. Let us know what direction we should go in, or what we need to do, what we need to say, how we need to act. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Use me, Lord. Use me as a vessel, Lord, to say what you would have me to say. Take complete control of me now, Lord, and do with me what you wish, but speak a word, Lord. For we need a word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hope we can get through this, but my hope is in the Lord, so I know that we'll get through it. Yeah. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with the very first verse in chapter 3 and read through verse 10. Let me know when you're there. It reads thusly, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Today we want to continue along the lines of where we've been the last 4 weeks, I believe, 3 or 4 weeks, talking about deep theology made simple. And this will be the message that we'll have next week. So I think it's a 5 series that I think I've ended up doing, 5 or 6. So today, what the subject matter we'll be dealing with, deep theology made simple, in a colon, and we'll be talking about serving a sovereign God. Deep theology made simple, serving a sovereign God. And I want you to write down some scriptures to go back and put together, because I'm going to do as well as I can up here, but it's really a series of Bible studies I think I got here this morning. So I want you to have the whole study. If you write down Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 10, and then 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And then finally, Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. So the last few weeks, as we try to make deep theology simple, we address several questions. And one of them was, how can I be all that he calls me to be? And that's really the bottom line of what we're talking about. And understanding that the theology should not only help us understand more about who God is, but also help us answer the question, how should I live? How should I live? You know, because there's a lot more to it than coming to church on Sunday and Bible study and all those things. There's a lot more to it. It's how you actually live, what the world sees when they see you. I think I said a couple of weeks ago, the world ought to be glad to see you coming and have good things to say about you when you leave. Mm-hmm. You can go through life with that in your mind. And I extended last week on the quote from Robert Mulholland as he speaks on the subject of spiritual formation. You remember the definition that I gave you? I want to make sure you do have it as you face this world in the coming weeks. We made that definition the process of being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others, with the assurance of Romans 8:28 that everything is absolutely all right. What we're trying to make sure that everybody ends up with is a peace that goes beyond understanding. And as you face the world, whatever may be coming in the coming days, that you have a peace and a calm assurance that everything is absolutely all right. Not just saying it, but a calm assurance. Some things we have, to some degree, already resolved in these last weeks that we've made some theology simple. We asked the question, how do we know if we are among the few that have ears to hear? And certainly we said by responding to the call. If we're actively responding and seeking God right now, then we're certainly on our way home. We know where we're going because we hear the call, whether we're actively doing it or searching for that sound that calls us. Then we know that we are indeed called. And then we, to some degree, resolve the questions that center around eternal life. What is eternal life? How do we know we have eternal life? And John 17:3 provided guidance on that subject. And he says, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life. It's a resting place. And there's three things that we've been walking through, and three things we can do to really know that we know him. Three things. One was put him on trial, which we covered last week. Fully understand his authority, which we will be covering this week. And then finally, it was accepting his commission, which we will cover in detail next week. So this week, we're talking about fully understanding his authority. You might ask the question, what does Solomon, Peter, and Paul have in common? I can tell you they got at least one thing in common. They all have a good understanding of God's authority. Solomon, he addresses us when he calls us. He said, those who find favor with both God and people. That's how Solomon addresses us. Peter addresses us. He said, them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Paul addresses us as those who worship God in the Spirit and have resolved that all confidence is in him and no confidence is in the flesh. They offer different perspectives on the same reality. That reality is God is sovereign. God is in charge. God is our all in all. I want to offer you three definitions this morning that we need to look into. The first one is the word sovereign. The word sovereign means possessing supreme or ultimate power. Sovereign. Possessing supreme or ultimate power. Then I want the word reality. The definition for the word reality is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic idea. Well, make sure you get that one. The world or the state of things as they actually exist. It really doesn't matter how you think it is. Really doesn't matter whether you believe in God or don't believe in God. God is. That's what reality says. As they actually are, not what you think it is, whatever idea you may have in your head. God is. I think he said in Genesis, I am that I am.
Yes.
Somebody asked you, where you get that from? He said, I am. I am told me. And then the last term is realize. Realize. Say it too many times, you can't say it. When you realize something, you become fully aware of it. You know, sometimes we realize sometimes that we're not as young as we used to be. That's right. Because for a while now you can think it and fake yourself out, but then you realize you become fully aware. You get out of the bed a little slower. You give it more respect. You don't jump out like you used to. So in order to fully understand God's authority, we must realize that the reality is God is sovereign. That means that God is all-knowing. He knows everything, omniscient. He has all power. Omnipotent. And he's everywhere. Omnipresent. God is described in the Bible as all powerful and all knowing. Psalms 147:5 says, great is our Lord and of great power, and his understanding is infinite. He exists outside of time. He's not bound by time like we are. He has no time restraints on him. Psalms 90:2 says, before the mountains were brought forward, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. That's a long time. Everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. He's God all by himself. When we realize this thing is getting good to me, the reality is that God is in charge. And because God is in charge,
everything
is absolutely all right, because it's just, it's right where he wants it to be. In this time and space, it's right where he wants it to be. We are right where he wants us to be, whether we can see it or not, sitting here in this, because he knows.
Yes, he does.
He is responsible for the creation and control of everything.
That's right.
Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He spoke it into existence. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. It didn't say the Word began. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was everlasting. He was there everlasting all the time is a good way to put it. Nothing happens in the universe without God's permission. We're making deep theology simple. God has the power and the knowledge to prevent anything he chooses to prevent. God can say to the storm, peace, be still. So anything that does happen must at the very least be allowed by God. Is that right? Everything that happens at the very least is the result of God's permissive will. If God says it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
All right.
I don't care who else tells you that it's going to happen. And I got everything in place. This can't miss. If God says it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. He has authority over all things and all beings. And when we realize that the reality is God is sovereign.
Yes, he is.
That God is in complete control of all things. When we realize it, we should experience a peace beyond worldly understanding. We should get a sudden realization that everything is absolutely all right. Everything is absolutely all right. Everything is absolutely, I say it's low so that you can think about it. You can ponder all those things that you're going through in life, all those trials and tribulations, the things that you can't figure out, don't know how it's going to end, don't know what's going to happen. You're all shook up on the inside. Everything is absolutely all right. Because we serve a God that's in total control. So, if God is sovereign and in control of everything and all things, so is there anything we can do? I want to give you three things that we can do in spite of the fact that God's in charge of everything. You see, a deep theological question is, how can God be in charge of everything, and we still have free will. So what can we do? Number one, we are to trust in the Lord, knowing that He is in control. Proverbs says it best. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You see, God's sovereignty is supposed to be a comfort to us, not an issue to be concerned about, but a comfort to us, that nothing can happen to me unless God permits. Nothing can happen to me. I get so twisted and tired sometimes. What am I going to do? I'm in trouble. It may be monetary. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, and I'm concerned, but God is in charge of all of that. Nothing can happen that God does not permit or allow.
Amen.
Trust God. And when you trust God, you trust only God. One of the commentaries says, if you stand with one foot on a rock and the other one in quicksand, you're going to sink anyway. You might as well put both feet in the quicksand.
Well,
yes.
Trust God, and God alone. God is that rock.
Yes, He is.
Secondly, we are to live our lives making wise decisions in accordance with God's word. Did y'all get that?
Mm-hmm.
According with God's word, there will be no excuses before God for why we chose to disobey Him. We have no one to blame but ourselves. Lean not on your own understanding. It's God, not me. It's God that I depend on. Not self-sufficiency. Not self-dependence. Mm-hmm. I'm a self-made man. Mm-hmm. Peter says it like this. He says, according as His divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they will make you, that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God, if I live by the word of God, following God's direction and not leaning to my own understanding,
yes, indeed,
I can walk right.
Yes.
I can talk right. I can face my greatest fears and not worry about it because God has me in his hand. Live accordingly as God's word tells you. And then finally, third, we are to worship the Lord, praising him that he is so wonderful and infinite and powerful and full of grace and mercy and sovereign. In all your ways, it says, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He'll tell you which way to go, how far to go down the path, and when to stop and turn around. And Paul says it like this: finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice.
This joy I have, world didn't give it to me. This joy I have. Yeah, we sing it. Do you mean it when you sing it? This joy. See, you have to have it.
Yeah, you know.
Before you can really sing about it, you can say it all the time, but
yes.
This joy. Sometimes I get up and my wife makes me so happy sometimes because I look at her and I might be a little bit dragging down, and she might come in and she's like, I feel so good this morning. Thank the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make me feel guilty about not feeling so good. Let me get my praise on, because rejoice in the Lord. This is a brand new day. Look at the day outside. A brand new day. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I'm going to bask in the joy of today. And
hallelujah.
I serve a God that's sovereign. He's got control. And I can go out and bask in the sunshine if it comes out and not worry about what's going to happen and what could go wrong, because nothing can happen. Because God is sovereign.
Yes, yes.
He knows what tomorrow holds. He knows what your thoughts are. God is sovereign. Rejoice and praise his name. Paul says, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. If I had to count on me, I'd be in trouble. Because I can determine that tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to feel better than I felt yesterday. I'm going to will myself to feel better tomorrow. But it ain't going to happen unless God says so. you're not going to catch your next breath.
Thank you, God.
Unless God says so. He's
yes.
sovereign. He's in control. You ought to find a peace in that.
Yes.
And be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Watch what Paul says. He said, that I may know Him. That's eternal life. And the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering being made conformable until His death. I was talking about that suffering in Sunday school.
Yes.
If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already obtained. Either were already perfect. But I follow after that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. If I'm in Him and He in me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't know about you. What do you know? Thank you. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. If you're living right, I
press
toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Eternal life. Pressing. So when something traumatic happens in your life, when you're going through something, when you're forced sometime to face your own mortality, that's one that really gives us problems, when we realize that we didn't come here to stay.
That's right.
That's so true.
When you realize that you are not really in control of anything.
Right. Absolutely not.
It's good to know that God is. That's what my me and my daughter stay on the same page so much in when she does the bulletins. That's what that was telling you then. When you think you're out of control and have no control. Isn't it great to know that somebody is in control?
Yes.
When you really understand, when you realize God's absolute authority over all things, you will then realize everything is absolutely, positively all right. I feel that peace. I know you feel it right now. Hold on to it. When you go out and Satan tries to jump right into your peace, and that's what he'll do.
Oh, yes, he will.
When you got that peace that goes beyond, he said, oh, I feel like can't nothing touch me today. I feel so good.
Yes.
Satan will try his best to jump right in the midst. But you remember, God is sovereign.
Yes, he is.
That means he has all power in his hand. As Reverend Max says sometimes, Satan is powerful,
yes, sir.
But God has all power. He's all powerful.
Yes, he is. He's all.
He's sovereign.
Yes.
He's in control.
He's a sovereign God.
Everything is absolutely all right. This joy I have, world didn't give it, world can't take it away. They can try, They can knock me down. I'm not going to try to say that I'm never down. They can knock me down, but they can't hold me there unless I just let, if I give up.
Yes, sir.
But if I just hold on to God's unchanging hand, then I'll get back up.
Yes, sir.
He's in charge. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Thank you, Lord, for who you are.
Yes, you're sovereign.
Sovereign, I am.
Yes.
That I am. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. We appreciate who you are. We thank you for your patience, Lord. We thank you for always being there. Just to remind us.
Yes, sir.
That all we got to do is obey. All we got to do is listen.
Yes, sir.
To your direction and follow your guidance. Then
everything
will be all right.
Everything.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We praise your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's
thank you, Lord Jesus.